You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Tim McMaster here, along with Mark Bowman, our MLB.com Braves reporter. A couple of weeks to go until opening day, Mark. The roster kind of starting to take shape a little. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about an injury to Luis Gohara, how that fits into things. Guys that continue to tear it up, and even some new players on this roster. Let's start with the bubble type things of the roster, though, and you look at things and how it could go. Scott Kazmir, Adams, these are guys that have a shot, and how much of it depends on just the direction this team goes with the roster, because early on in the season, it's always depending upon how many starters you need, how big a bullpen you're going to go with, and that's obviously going to affect these guys.
No doubt. Those early off days, they have two off days within the first eight days of the regular season. So, you know, you have the option to carry an extra bullpen guy or an extra position player, and even you can even switch midstream there if you want. You know, especially if you have guys with options that you can flip flop. You know, my thinking is they could go with an extra position player for the first six games, and then when they go to Coors Field, choose to carry an extra pitcher. They do not need to carry five starters until April 10th. And because of that, you know, obviously there was thought that, hey, okay, Luis Gohara is going to have time to be ready at that point in time. But with him suffering his second injury and being sidelined till May, now all of a sudden Scott Kazmir is in the picture. And everyone's going to say, okay, well, you know, Sean Newcomb's certainly the fourth starter. That doesn't necessarily mean that Sean Newcomb's going to be on the opening day roster because, you know, he's the one with options. So all of a sudden, you know, maybe Kazmir fills that fourth spot to start out, and you don't bring Newcomb up until April 10th. But, you know, you have all those variables. Then you also have the fact that games are being played down here every day. And from the time I sent my story yesterday about, you know, the projected 25-man roster until now, you know, I might have changed my tune because Johan Camargo had, you know, he's dealing with a stiff back. And, you know, my when I sent the story in yesterday, I went with the extra position player, and I chose the outfielder. I went with Dustin Peterson instead of Christian Colon. You know, knowing what I know today, I might switch that up. So, you know, everything is very fluid right now. And you look at if the primary questions are, how are you going to fill the final spots in the bullpen? As we spoke about, you know, how do you fill those final two spots in the rotation? It's probably going to be Kazmir and Newcomb, but you know, do you do it that way? Do you put Kazmir in there first and have Newcomb make a couple starts? And then, you know, who's going to man the left field position until Ronald Acuña comes up, you know, sometime after April 13th or later? You know, it may be a short-term fix, but right now nobody's really standing out saying, hey, this is going to be my job. Coming into camp, you would have said, yeah, you can use a platoon with Preston Tucker and Lane Adams. Well, Lane Adams has struck out, you know, I think 13 times his first 31 at-bats. Hasn't looked great. Preston Tucker's a defensive liability. They went and signed Ezekiel Carrera yesterday. He's a defensive liability, but at the same time, he's a decent left-handed bat. Just has a little bit less pop than Tucker. You've got Danny Santana, who provides some versatility, both offensively and defensively. At the same time, maybe for 2 weeks you get away with him being your everyday guy. At the same time, he's not a bad bench piece. So there's a lot of questions there. You know, the other guy that stepped up, I don't think they had any plans to start Dustin Peterson at the big league level, but he had two big homers this past weekend. He provided a reminder he could give him some right-handed pop off the bench. I just don't think there's a lot of reason to carry him for any extended period at the big league level if he's not playing on an everyday basis. So a lot of questions to be answered over the final week. And you know what else? When I ask Alex Anthopoulos, you know, is this the way you're going? He said, we'll see, you know, because there could be other players that could become available. So it's a very fluid situation right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get into a little of more on some of the players you just mentioned. And one of them is Sean Newcomb. Last outing was Monday night. He was real good. 4 2/3 innings, perfect innings, 6 strikeouts. It seems just tough to have to, as well as he's pitched and as good as he looked on Monday night, to start this guy off in the minor leagues.
Oh, no doubt. It may end up just being a starter too. So, it's, you know, hey, look, I understand the outcry and all that stuff, but know, if this guy throws strikes like he did the other night, he can, you know, that's when he finally can live up to the potential we've been hearing about since, you know, he was one of the top pitching prospects in the game 2 years ago. His ranking, you know, dropped off before the start of last year, and he came up to the big leagues, and while his command might have been a little bit better, you know, he still has some ways to go. But this guy has weapons. You know, he's got a above-average fastball, a above-average curveball. That curveball, you know, could be a definite weapon, but he just wasn't getting himself in counts where he could use it as frequently as he needs to. If he throws strikes like he did the other night, hits the corners, you know, he was spotting it at every quadrant during that game against the Phillies Monday night. You know, if he does that, that's the kind of step they need to see him take. You know, they want him, you know, two of their young pitchers to take a step forward this year. You got Gohara, Poltanevich, and Newcomb. You know, if two of those guys take a step forward, not only is it, you know, aid this year's team, but at the same time, it aids the planning for during the winter when you're trying to say, okay, what exactly do we need to take that next step to becoming a playoff contender as early as the 2019 season?
You mentioned Ezekiel Carrera as well, and it seems to make a lot of sense. Alex Anthopoulos, clearly a fan, brought him into Toronto when he was there, and then the Blue Jays released him this week, and he quickly snatched him up. You said kind of a defensive liability. He's a guy that's kind of hung around baseball. He's not a great hitter, maybe not a great defender, but he can do different things. What are the chances that he finds his way onto this roster?
Oh, I have him on the projected roster right now. I mean, he is a non-roster guy. You got to find some 40-man spots for him and you know, a couple others. Obviously, Ronald Acuna, when he comes up, they'll need a 40-man spot for him. There's some flexibility there, though. You know, they took a chance on Ryan Shemp a couple weeks ago. He struck out in 8 of his first 10 at-bats here and 16 of his 24 at-bats total here during the Grapefruit League. I don't think it would hurt to take a guy like him off the 40-man roster. You've got Jacob Lindgren, a left-handed reliever, dealing with some elbow soreness. He could go on the 60-day DL. So that there are ways that they can get some of these guys, these non-roster guys, on the 40-man. At the same time, you know, those spots are valuable. You don't want to mess with too many of them. But at the same time, this team's in a transitional year where not only are you looking forward to bringing up, you know, some of your top prospects, but this is a weed out year too. You know, some of the guys that have been up here the last couple of years, you get a sense of them here in camp or the early part of the season. You know, it's a big year for, I'll go ahead and point out who it is. It's Matt Whistler, Aaron Blair, those kind of guys that, you know, guys that have been dropped far in the pitching depth chart with guys like Mike Soroka, Kobe Allard, and those guys rising. The Blairs and the Whistlers of this world start to become more expendable.
One more thing I wanted to talk to you about, Mark, and that is when you talk about the guys sent down to the minor leagues, and Acuna's been great. He's going to end up down there at least to start the year. You mentioned Newcomb, but Austin Riley was sent down to minor league camp this week. He spent a lot of time with Chipper Jones, I know, in camp, which can't be a bad thing. What stood out the most to you about Austin Riley this spring?
You know, just how much he's matured in the year. Not from just a social standpoint, but physically, mentally, just he's got a better approach to plate. You know, he's gone from being 19 to 20, you know, a boy to a man. And we saw some of the power. We also saw that he struck out, you know, he's, you know, a decent amount of time. I think it was 10 out of 25 at bats during Grapefruit League action. That's one thing he's going to have to cut down on during the season. That'll determine when he makes that jump to Atlanta. Can he get there this year? Sure. My expectation is he'll start at AA Mississippi. There's no need to rush him, but at the same time, his progress this year will influence what they do this winter when they will have a chance to pursue Josh Donaldson or Manny Machado, you know, to possibly play third base or be their third baseman for the, you know, from 2019 and beyond, you know, when they expect to start winning.
Great stuff, Mark. A lot of teams have their rosters kind of set by this point in the spring. That is definitely not the case for the Braves. A couple of weeks where things will be really interesting and still some big decisions to be made by this front office. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.